Today, Be'ezah Hashem learned Daf Yudal of Masechtas Makis. Some of the topics we learned about include the machlekes regarding Chiv Krisis Leiken, where the one gets Malkis for a transgression that is punishable with Karas. Achaisai Sheachais Aviv Sheachais Imai. If one cohabits Beshagig with a woman who has multiple Yisurim of Achaisai, such as she was his sister and also his father's sister and also his mother's sister, he's liable for three Karbanas Chatas, one for each Isser. Achaisai bas aviv vas imai, one is liable for a sister of both parents because of the superfluous word achaisai. And we cannot derive this through a kavochemer from a sister of one parent because she'in oin shemin adin. A kavochemer cannot be used to derive punishments. L'chalek karis l'mefatim v'lasach. If a person committed b'shege two different isurim for which the pasuk mentions only one karis, he's liable for two karbanas chatas. For example, he produced his own shemen ha-mishcha, and he anointed himself with the shemen ha-mishcha of the Beis HaMikdash, he's liable for two karbanas chatas, one for each isur. The three machlekes, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, regarding the source for tamei she'achlas ha-kodesh, a tamei person who eats from a karban gets malkis, and regarding tamei shenaga b'kodesh leika, whether a tamei person who touches a carbon and thereby causes it to become tamei gets malchus, and regarding tamei she'achal basar kodesh lefnei zrikas damim leika, a tamei person who eats from the meat of a carbon before zrika, the sprinkling of the blood, in which the meat is not yet permitted to be eaten, whether he gets malchus.